Hi, Brandon. This is Leslie Kwan returning your call.
I recently caught up with Leslie Kwan on a snowy Boston day in February.
It's snowing small farm animals out here. It's a little crazy.
Leslie performs as a harpsichordist throughout the world, but also heads up a small chamber ensemble called L'Académie. They've been doing some interesting work in the Boston hospital system in the past couple years, so I thought I'd ask her about the group's outreach work and how they got their start.
So L'Académie was the brainchild of me and my colleague Michael Barrett, who's a choral conductor in Boston. We wanted to get together and play with our friends. The whole idea came about during a cocktail party at Banff in 2007. We just tossed around the idea and then kind of let it rest. By February 9th, 2009, we had our first concert. And we focused on French Baroque music, and we were more of a chamber music ensemble that could go up as large as an orchestra. And along the road between 2009 to 2010, we had the fortune of connecting with Tom Coltman. I met him at New World Symphony, actually. I was a harpsichordist for them in 2008, and he was a conductor, and we chatted about music, and I had a really great time working with him. But then I took myself over to Amsterdam and asked him to be our artistic advisor, and he said yes.
Wow. So what was your next thought after you got Ton Koopman on board?
I started to think about what our impact was going to be within the city of Boston. There's a lot of groups here, a lot of smaller ensembles, you know, three or five. And the two major orchestras are Handel, Haydn, and Boston Baroque. I thought it was great for us to have a niche market in terms of French rep, but I also wanted us to do something else. And my mom is a cancer survivor. She was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma at stage 3 in 2003 and went through 5-6 years of that, and she's still with us today. And one of the things that I discussed with her during her experience at Long Island Jewish Hospital was the fact that she couldn't leave her hospital bed. So we would put live music on her iPod. And I thought it would be really great to be able to replicate that, but with real musicians in a hospital setting.
So fast forward to 2012, where Leslie meets a doctor at a private party and starts chatting about performing live music in hospitals for patients. Before she knew it, she was standing in a board meeting in Boston's Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, presenting this big idea to play live music for their patients.
Within a month, we started a series there in December 2012. Dana-Farber's lobby is about two stories high, and that's where we perform. So people can come and go as they please, but what's really lovely is that they have this great sitting area so people can sit down and listen as they'd like. And there was a 18-month-old baby girl named, I think her name was Autumn, and she sat there for the hour that we played Christmas carols on Baroque instruments, and she was beaming the entire time. And the women that I was playing with that night, we just thought it was one of the most magical experiences we'd ever had. And that kind of feeling stayed with me, and my board and I, we sat down and chatted about what this really was going to be. You know, what is L'Académie going to do? We felt that it was a really beautiful thing. It was about bringing beauty to people when they really needed it. It's the kind of experience that you don't really get in a concert hall.
So I'm interested in your choice of French repertoire. Do you find there's something especially soothing or healing about French Baroque music? Is there a personal connection there for you, or how did you end up deciding on that genre of music, and do you only focus on that genre?
To be honest, when we play Bach, I mean, the players in this group play modern and Baroque instruments as well, so the rep is wide. We tend to focus it, though, just because we like to keep everything consistent. But we've played everything from Irish folk tunes to Middle Eastern music. We've done jazz. We've done romantic. I mean, there's so many options. And what's really nice about having that kind of variety and having musicians that can do that is that when we go into the space, the patients that are sitting there or doctors or staff that are sitting there and their families, someone will always come up and say, you know, I used to play the cello and my favorite piece was this. Or I love Debussy. Do you play Debussy? And it creates this wonderful exchange between the listener and the artist. The hands-down number one favorite concert is anything with singers, hands down. People will bawl their eyes out, stop, take pictures. And that's the other thing. People are far more open to whip out their phone and take pictures or record it. and ask questions. But when there's when we have vocalists, it's a completely different thing. It's incredible. That and cello. And the viola da gamba, everyone asks, what is that instrument? And our lutenist and theorbo player, Catherine Liddell, whenever she brings her theorbo, what is that thing? So I just find it really exciting that regardless of the rep, it's just the instrumentation and the instruments and the rep itself makes it an open forum for people to just come in and sit and listen and ask questions. But when we do play French rep, it's appreciated just like any other period.
It sounds like what L'Académie is doing has a real impact on the patients at Dana-Farber. Do you have any stories or examples that really left a mark on you, something a patient did or said that has stuck with you?
Just recently, in October of last year, there was one patient who was a bassoonist in her youth. She was diagnosed with ovarian cancer. It was stage 4. She came up to our gamba player, Andrew Arcecchi, and she came up to him and she said, I have not been able to eat solid food since April. And she looked at him and Asako Takeuchi, our violinist, they were playing that afternoon, and she said, thank you so much for feeding me. I think that was one of the most touching moments I'd ever experienced in my life as an artist. We really didn't know what to say. Of course, we responded, but that stayed with all three of us for a couple of weeks. So it's been really beautiful to get that kind of feedback from patients in particular. Actually, there's one more example I can give, which is really new. We have a new series at Mass General Hospital in the NICU, and our first concert was mid-December. There are 18 rooms in the NICU at Mass General Hospital, and there's a central artery where the nurse's station is, and the alarm system is connected there, and there's one system for each patient's room. And as the musicians performed that night, the alarms stopped going off for the entire concert. It was like witnessing a miracle. When they were done, slowly, little by little, you can hear the beep, beep, beep of each room one by one. It's just a completely different experience of presenting music this way, but I think for the players and for me, it's been really eye-opening to see what an impact it has on people who are sick.
You can learn more about Leslie Kwan and L'Académie by visiting l'academiemusic.org.